mean, for the Jets, certainly, it's, you know, it has to be Super Bowl or bust, which is kind of crazy. At least reaching the Super Bowl, because you're going all in this window, and it doesn't have to be this year for them going to the Super Bowl. I view it like the Buccaneers when they were getting Tom Brady, right? You signed Tom Brady, and even though they did make it to the Super Bowl that first season, there was that window, right? It was kind of that 2 to 3 year window. Aaron Rodgers takes the pay cut, gets an extra year on his contract, so you figure that he's probably going to be there for 2 years. It'd be tough to go all in with one quarterback 1 year, goes to a new place, new offense, new coaches. And so I think the expectation is they want to reach the Super Bowl in this window, whether it is 2 years, 3 years, whatever that may be. But I think that this year they're going to take a significant step in that direction. They were fantastic last year. And, you know, I talked on my shows many times that if the Jets just had competent quarterback play last year, they'd have been a playoff team. Yeah. The rest of the roster was there. So as long as health is on their side, which is the ultimate luck involved in playing the sport, right? If they stay healthy, they've got the roster to be a playoff team, no doubt about it. And, you know, you could say a lot of the same things for the Cleveland Browns. Obviously, it was a whirlwind of everything that happened last year. Deshaun Watson was a shell of what we had seen from him being the quarterback when he was in Houston. And the rest of that roster, Steve, I've looked at it on paper over the last, I'll say, even 2-3 years. And that Browns team, beyond quarterback, was playoff caliber. And I think that that's obviously why they make the move, the unprecedented move, to go get Deshaun Watson the way that they did. They're hoping that he's going to have a major bounce-back year. And even if he's 75, 80% of the Watson that we saw in Houston, to me, that's going to be good enough to make the Browns competitive for a playoff spot, even though the AFC is as tight as it is.